afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Owen Francis podcast. It is 46 minutes to 3 on Tuesday in Durban, South Africa. The weather is amazing. A little bit of a breeze, but not too rough that you can't walk in it, and not too light that you can't feel it. It's just a nice tingle on your face when you're walking outside. The lovely thing about Durban is it's tropical weather. It's a really tropical place. And even in winter, which we just come out of now, today being the 10th of September, the winters aren't bad at all either. It's fairly accommodating. So yeah, if you'd like to visit Durban, you could come and enjoy this tropical weather. It is really amazing. Really urban city. People are friendly, proper chilled. And you'd have an amazing time here. Anyway, guys, my name is Owen Francis. I thought it fitting for me to make this podcast so that listeners who tune in can get a real sense of who I am. Because I appreciate that you would even consider to listen to me, but who am I? And I think if you are courteous enough to spend time listening to me, I should return the courtesy and tell you a little bit about myself. So I was born in a place called Marion Ridge in Pinetown. For the guys who are listening from abroad, it's a really tiny place. It's in South Africa, because I'm South African, obviously. Why is that obvious? Okay, I am South African, and I live in a province called KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. It's on the east coast of the country. East coast. And the city is called Durban. There's a little town in Durban called Pinetown. It's really more inland, not really close to the coast like some of the other towns in Durban. It's more inland. If you make your way from the coast west, you'll get to Pinetown eventually. And the place that I grew up in is called Marion Ridge. Now, Marion Ridge is a really beautiful place in terms of location. And the gully, we call it. So a gully is a colloquial term for hood, if you're an American listener. Or the ghetto, if you are an international listener. So a gully is a South African word. It's a word that's been coined by a race specific to South Africa. A culture that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. Only exists in South Africa. And the culture is called colored. Basically, it's a race of people who originate from relationships that were had in the years of apartheid between white people and black people. Okay, so like your senior officers, your supervisors in the army, guys like that. Also, prominent people in South Africa who had relationships with their black female counterparts. And well, colored people are a direct result of that. There is Khoisan people, and a lot of colored people identify with Khoisan people. I don't oppose that. Just the Khoisan people have a totally different culture compared to colored people. So this unique race, I was fortunate enough, well, blessed enough to be a part of. It's very, very unique, very different colored people. Our own language, we speak amongst each other, but not literally recognized. So the language that we speak in areas like the one I'm from, in Marion Ridge, the ghettos, places like Sydenham, which is also in the city of Durban, places like Newlands East, the language is unique to colored people. And even though you're South African or English speaking, sometimes you have trouble understanding what two people from a local area in Durban, like a gully or ghetto, or what if you call it, they would be saying to each other. Even though people do predominantly speak English, my point is, the race is so creative that we've even created our own means of communication, which I think is really amazing. So, I've come from a place called Marion Ridge in Pinetown, colored by culture, black by genes, if that's a thing. My father was a Zulu man, my mom is colored, her parents were colored. But I've got distinct, beautifully distinct Zulu features, if I might just say so myself. Zulu features. And I grew up in a place where I don't know if it's accurate to say that opportunity never existed, but when you looked around in the community, you didn't see the sort of opportunity that any race group should experience. And when I say we looked around, and most kids grew up with their granny or just their mum, myself included, I grew up with my mum. It was really rare to find a family, a complete family, in Marion Ridge. There weren't lots of families, and a lot of the dads as well also passed away very young, or passed away very young. So there's a lot of women in the community, and a lot of kids without the proper family structure that the rest of the world deems normal, or that's a necessary, required for anybody to exist in. So that created a whole lot of challenges for many people, and somehow, and I don't know what it is really, but when I looked around Marion Ridge, I didn't identify with the poverty that is still in existence there today. And not because I have an ego or I have an air about myself, though some people might assume is the case, simply because I believe that we create our own futures. And whatever it is that you believe that you should inherit in terms of your future or your lifestyle, you've got to create it yourself. It's not going to fall on your lap. It's not going to tap you on the shoulder. You've got to do everything that's required to create the sort of lifestyle that you would like to live. And I've immersed myself in business for the past 4 years. So it's 2019 now, really. They're saying in Durban, they say, bombed the Lani. I like that phrase. And it's translated means fire the boss in 2015. And I've never looked back. Now I find myself at a place in my life where I really enjoy speaking, public speaking, as well as podcasts. So I thought it fitting to make a podcast so you guys just get a little bit to know about me, my background, where I'm from. Oh, I think it's only fitting I tell you what my favorite color is. I think my favorite color is, it's got to be blue. I don't know why I like blue as a favorite color, but that is exactly what it is. And so thank you so much for spending this time listening to me, and I hope that you enjoy the next podcast. Thank you.